American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Hunter Biden entered a guilty plea today on all 9 federal tax charges brought against him by Special Counsel David Weiss. His attorney said in court today, shocking federal prosecutors, according to Fox News. A Los Angeles federal judge accepted the guilty plea from the first son on all 9 counts he faced in a case accusing him of failing to pay $1.4 million in taxes for the years 2016 through 2019, the New York Post reports. He will face up to 17 years behind bars at his sentencing, the same penalty he would have faced if convicted at trial. Hunter Biden also faces 25 years behind bars when he's sentenced to the gun case in November. Some political pundits believe Biden will be pardoned by his father, Joe Biden. In other legal news, Fox reports federal judge Tanya Chutkan will not hold the trial for former President Donald Trump on charges stemming from special counsel Jack Smith's January 6th investigation until after the 2024 presidential election. Chutkan held a status hearing this morning in U.S. District Court for the First District of Columbia, in which attorneys for former President Trump pleaded not guilty on his behalf related to charges from Smith's new indictment after the Supreme Court ruled a president is immune from prosecution for official acts in office. Fox Business's Stuart Varney says Kamala Harris's show is being run by socialists. He said that Obama staffers are trying to organize her new message to make her electable.
But if you look closely, the centerpiece of her economic policy is raise taxes, all kinds of taxes. For high-income earners, raise the rate on capital gains from 20 to 28%. Get some income from your investments, raise the tax rate from 3.8 to 5%. The top income tax rate goes from 37 to 39.6%. The corporate tax rate nearly doubles, from 15 to 28%.
He said Joe Biden was supposed to be a centrist when elected, but when the left wing of the party got a hold of him, he took a left turn. And President Joe Biden was in Wisconsin today talking about the economy.
Your communities are the backbone, and that's not hype. You're the backbone of this country. You deserve the same resources as folks in our cities and our suburbs. And that's what today's announcement is all about. Generating rural power for rural America.
This week, FBI agents searched the homes of at least 3 top deputies to New York City Mayor Eric Adams, according to a person familiar with the matter. FBI agents seized electronic devices yesterday from the homes of Philip Banks, the deputy mayor for public safety, and Sheena Wright, the first deputy mayor, said the person who requested anonymity. Agents also searched the home of Timothy Pearson, a former high-ranking official in the New York Police Department, who now advises the mayor on public safety. A former election official says it is imperative that as citizens we do our part to protect the integrity of citizenship and the integrity of our elections. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
Late last month, the Supreme Court issued a 5-4 decision to reinstate a provision in Arizona's election law that requires residents to prove U.S. citizenship when registering to vote. Ken Blackwell, who has held the office of mayor of Cincinnati as well as Ohio State Treasurer and Ohio Secretary of State, now serves as Senior Fellow for Human Rights and Constitutional Government at the Family Research Council. He thinks Arizona's law should be passed by every state in the country. During an appearance on Washington Watch on American Family Radio, Blackwell made it clear that asking for proof of citizenship should not bother anyone.
That's the only way that we can protect the integrity of citizenship and the integrity of our elections. This is a situation that cries out for more people to get involved and engage and become demanding that we have that sort of integrity and protection of citizenship and our national sovereignty.
And Blackwell says there must be accountability.
We should not have a polling place in America that is not covered by 2 sets of eyes, bipartisan sets of eyes, so that we have transparency. So make sure you go to your local party, your local county office, and ask how can you become involved as a worker or observer. We, in fact, cannot let darkness prevail in this election.
See more at AFN.net.